The residents of Famagusta have become used to the sound of chipping stone. For years, teams of artisans and builders have been restoring old buildings right across Cyprus. But this ancient city, which is located in the breakaway Turkish Cypriot part of the island, has been the setting for several cross-community restoration projects. Everywhere you look here is dotted with dilapidated churches, mosques and other historical buildings. Most of them have crumbled away.
You cannot imagine the diversity of the monuments here. I mean, from Catholic to Orthodox to Muslim, we have many, many monuments in Famagusta. Actually, it's a melting point of civilizations.
That's Ali Tunke, a member of the Turkish Cypriot contingent of a Greek and Turkish Cypriot committee, which is dedicated to the recognition, promotion and protection of cultural heritage. They currently have 1,000 monuments on their register. Teams of archaeologists and engineers are continuously making evaluations of historic sites to learn which are in need of attention. For a group of Maronite pensioners, their latest restoration here is literally a blessing and a major event for the community. Even the Archbishop is here to conduct the first service. A huge repair job has just ended at the St. Anne Church and Tanner's Mosque. Both have been returned to their former glory. Tagis Hanji Dimitriou is a Greek Cypriot member of the Heritage Committee.
It's a historical moment for the technical committee. We received these monuments today, restored. We devoted too much effort, and we are happy that we can give through these monuments a message to our people that cooperation, friendship can produce happy moments, not only for the monuments, but for the people and for the country.
Cyprus has been divided since 1974, and peace talks attempting to reunite this island have been on hold for over a year. However, the idea of restoring ancient buildings has been a long-standing confidence-building measure between the two communities. The Technical Committee on Cultural Heritage, which is its formal name, was set up by the United Nations and is supported by the leaders in Cyprus. So far, they've conducted conservation works at several dozen monuments. For the public here, both Tagis and Ali have become the well-known faces of this project. They say that such endeavours show how the Turkish Cypriots and Greek Cypriots can work together to produce tangible results for the benefit of everyone here.
Okay, I mean, they see our faces, but we are working with an excellent team, actually. Without their support, without the support of our friends in the technical committee, our experts in the advisory board and UNDP experts, we cannot actually managed to have such results. Actually, we are grateful to them.
Although the reunification of Cyprus remains in limbo, as UN-sponsored talks ended in disagreement back in 2017, schemes like this one are living proof that Greek and Turkish Cypriots can live and work together in peace. Nathan Morley, Deutsche Welle, Famagusta.